So you were saying that when you went for your walk this morning, you had the realization that you weren't seeing the beauty around you. But you'd focused in on your mind, and your mind was telling you negative things. It was talking about unpleasant things, things that have happened or could happen. So to try and explain something, that the explanation isn't strictly correct, but I'm just going to use it to see if I can explain something. When we're born with a program inside of us to eat. And if we don't eat, part of our brain goes into a situation, makes it become an emergency. We need to eat, we need to eat. And it goes from the brain into the body, from the body into the emotions. It becomes a priority. When we're young, we're building new circuits in the brain all the time. And it's part of the brain's job to keep us safe. So what it builds up there is about survival, safety, security, being able to predict what's going to happen. So when we have an unpleasant situation in our childhood, like a parent that keeps pointing out where we're wrong, a part of the brain develops a circuit that keeps us looking for what can go wrong, so we keep out of trouble with the parent. So we actually produce a circuit in our brain that's looking for trouble. And it becomes an addiction. Just like with drugs or alcohol or many other things, it becomes an addiction. Now, the addiction is something similar to the system about being hungry. The addiction says, I'm open circuit, I need feeding, I haven't had any negativity today. Because this circuit in the brain is just devoted to negativity. And if we don't feed it, it starts to nag us. And so we're walking down the road, and this circuit kicks in. It's an addiction. It's something that has to be fed. Very few people wake up to the fact that their brain and the automatic part of it is running their life. They are not living. Their brain is living them based on the conditioning we had, let's say, up to the age of 6 or 7. Our experiences from that part determine the life of the average person. Until we start to look and start to become aware and start to say, well, actually, what is happening now? And of course, the brain has cute little ways to get you. So what it does is, she's not listening. So what I'll do is I'll introduce a little something. And I'll just use an illustration. It says, I can't remember whether I put oil in the car. So just a little thing like, can't, but then it goes on. And if I forget when I get home and drive the car, the engine might break. And if the engine breaks, it means I have to get it repaired. And I don't have the money to get it repaired. And if I don't have a car, I can't go to work. And if I don't go to work, I won't be able to pay the mortgage. And if I don't play the mortgage, and so it goes. It gets your attention and keeps your attention about something that has nothing whatsoever to do with the moment. In the moment, are you walking on the right side of the road? Is there anything looking dangerous around? Be here. be now. When you wake up to this process that runs you, then what do? Well, we go to therapy. I'm not saying therapy doesn't work, but even if it did work, it takes a very, very long time. In fact, check out your therapist. They're probably not clear either. So how to do it? This addicted part of the brain, you could see like a rechargeable battery. It needs to be fed. And if you don't feed it, it starts to lose its power. And when it starts to lose its power, it panics and it calls for you. It does everything it can to get your attention, to feed it, to charge it up. If you don't go there, if you sit through that, the power starts to go out of it. It starts to disintegrate. The connections break. If you were to suppress it, you also charge it. Suppression is charging it. If you work on it, you're also feeding it, because you keep bringing it into your focus to work on it. The game is disconnect, come here, be here now, right now. You see, as you're listening to this, your mind might be saying, oh yes, that's what I'll do tomorrow morning when I go out. No, no, this isn't tomorrow morning. You never will be tomorrow morning. It'll always be now. What you call tomorrow morning will eventually be now, and that's all we've got is now. 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 Just being here now. Yes, that circuit may kick in. Don't go there. Don't suppress it. Don't express it. Don't work on it. Disconnect and come back to now. And what's now? Well, if you're walking, you get a sensation from your feet up through your body. You get a sound. You hear the birds, the wind and the trees. Be here. Be here. Just be here. And every time it kicks in again, because it's an addiction, it'll keep coming back. Every time it comes in, realize it. Come back. Be here. Now. I hear you saying that while you're listening to what I'm saying, your mind is saying, oh, that's a good recording. What title are we going to give it? How soon can we get it out? And then you realize that isn't now. So you're asking what to do with the mind. Well, there are schools of meditation that says you can stop the mind. And I heard Diane say once, she just tells it to shut up and it goes quiet. I don't have that experience. Experience I have is when the mind stops, everything stops, time stops, everything stops. And there is a something, but I don't know what the something is, and I don't know who it is that's having the something. So I don't talk about that much because I can't find anything to talk about. What I talk about is to let the mind run. So when you're walking down the street, you have the sound of your walking, or maybe the sound of the traffic, the wind in the trees, the birds singing, and your mind. And it's included. If the wind gets really strong, you might go there with your attention. Is this dangerous? Is there a branch going to fall? Is it a mini tornado? You might go there because that's appropriate. You go there, check it out. It's not appropriate. You come back. If the mind says, I haven't put oil in the car, you go there. I haven't put oil in the car. I'll take care of that. Come back. If the mind says, like it normally does, don't go there. You don't need it. Come back to now. And now includes all of these things. But it doesn't focus on anything. Accepts what's appropriate in that very moment. But the focus is not exclusive. It tunes into that particular event without excluding anything else. And that includes the mind. But you only give it focus when it's saying something that's relevant in this moment. Keep coming back to the huge now, the inclusive now, the unconditional now. And that means while you're listening to this as well, now, just now.